Our scripture this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 9. And I'm going to review what Michael already shared with us in the Advent candle lighting. I'm going to read for you on page number 1072 in your pew Bibles, a passage from the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. For the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's booth used in battle, every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This morning we begin our Advent season, the first Sunday in Advent, following the theme of making Christmas meaningful, turning trivial pursuits into memorable celebrations. Let me say that again. This four-week season of Advent, as we build up towards Christmas, we want to think about how to make Christmas meaningful and memorable, turning trivial pursuits into memorable celebrations. All of us have family traditions that we love to celebrate. And one of my favorites in the Darby family is reading all the Christmas cards that people send to us and praying praying as a family for those who send us the cards. We remember all of you. We remember all of those from places we've been that still remember us and send us cards, and we pray for them. And one of my favorite all-time favorite Christmas cards is the one including the poem One Solitary Life, the poem by Dr. James Allen. You remember how that goes? One solitary life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned put together have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as that one solitary life. Jesus is the centerpiece of our celebrations. He is the heart of our holiday. Jesus is the reason for the season. And it is important to remind ourselves as we go through this hectic, frenzy, frantic time of year. He is much more than an example to emulate. He is the Word made flesh who came and dwelt among us. Jesus, the babe born in a barn. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of all. In this wonderful prophecy of Isaiah, 800 years before he was born, it includes four attributes, four titles of this soon coming King, the Messiah, the King who would be man. He is Wonderful Counselor, King who guides, advises, draws near, wisdom blended with compassion. I have a poem that was sent to us in another Christmas card that was written by a pastor in my wife's home church in Linwood Central United Methodist Church. Pastor Harvey Van Sciver wrote this poem based on Isaiah 9. He is wisdom, he is wonderful, he is counselor. You whose lives are sorely tested, you who yearn to hope and peace, come to him whose yoke is easy, let him give you sweet release. Bring your friends and adversaries, be they far or be they near. Bring your sorrow and your gladness. Bring your worry and your fear. He is wisdom. He is wonderful. He is counselor. Come to him with any burden. He will gladly help you bear it. Call on him in any crisis. He will stand with you and share it. He can heal your broken spirit. He can guide you through the maze. He can help you with your troubles in so many different ways. He is wisdom. He is wonderful. He is counselor. When we're lost, he gently guides us. When perplexed, he makes things plain. When we sink beneath the burden of a crushing load of pain, then he counsels with his presence and he speaks with words that bless. Come to me, all ye that labor, I will surely give you rest. He is wonderful. He is wisdom. He is counselor, the wonderful counselor. He is the mighty God. Consider the awesome mystery of the incarnation this wonderful Advent season. God made flesh, fully God and fully man, as the Nicene Creed explores. How do you cram all that divinity into a tiny little baby? God in Christ, the second person of the Trinity, co-eternal, co-equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Almighty, nothing less, mighty God. And everlasting Father, everlasting, eternal, no beginning, no ending of life for him. Begotten, not created, again, as our creeds remind us. Given as the Son, yet in a fatherly role as he gives life to all his children. He rules over his people as the great shepherd, the good shepherd of his flock, and his reign will never end, Isaiah prophesies. He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Boy, today we need a little peace. We need a lot of peace today. Amen? He came to bring peace on earth, goodwill toward men on whom his favor rests. Peace with God himself, peace among all of us, and peace within us. He comes as Prince of Peace. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He transforms our worship, a most significant birthday celebration, this. He transcends all of our traditions, all non-Christ-centered celebrations are simply trivial pursuits, paling in comparison. Jesus has come to rule and reign in our hearts. Will every heart make him room today? Open up your hearts. Come and give room for him to come and reign. Prepare for his coming. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and grace. We thank you for the promise of your coming, that you have come and that you will come. We ask, O Lord, that you would indeed come into our hearts. Come in as Savior and as Lord. Come with forgiveness to make us new and right in your sight. Come to rule and reign as our King and Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.